Hey, Rich Eisen here. I hear from a lot of business owners like you about the work it takes to pursue your passions. So I know how important it is to have the tools that can help keep you moving forward. And with access to world-class business and travel benefits, the American Express Business Platinum Card helps you take your business to the next level. It offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business. Plus, you'll have complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness. Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. The same way you know you've got to make sure your lucky jersey is clean on game day or your team might lose. Checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Mitch Tetrucker!
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
Thrilled to have Kevin Costner back here on the show.
What was it like being on a set with Gene Hackman?
Gene was the best actor that I'd ever worked with.
Live from The Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles. The Rich Eisen Show with guest host Susie Schuster.
Susie, you're 10 times better than your husband.
Today's guests: Pro Football Hall of Famer Marshall Faulk, Yahoo Sports senior NBA writer Vincent Goodwill, plus your phone calls, latest news, and more. And now, sitting in for Rich, it's Susie Schuster.
Hey, everybody. Susie Schuster back in the chair for Rich Eisen. He is at the Indy Combine. He will be joining us from there, from the booth. I'm sure that Daniel Jeremiah will do some dancing in the background for us and talk about what's happening at the Combine. But he is there in Indy, and I'm here with you today and tomorrow. And if you missed any of yesterday's show, go back and watch it on the YouTube channel. It was pretty incredible. It was pretty incredible.
Is that a new Pixar movie?
By the way, it's a great movie. Yeah, it got 100% Rotten Tomatoes. It got 100% Rotten Tomatoes. Good morning to everybody out there on the Roku Sports Channel, on Infinity Sports, wherever you find these podcasts. There's so many places. SiriusXM 375. Stream us for free on the Odyssey app or on odyssey.com. Follow us on X, on Instagram, at Rich Eisen Show. Subscribe to our YouTube page. I mean, there's a lot of Rich Eisen Show out there. Should you want it, you can find it. Good morning, TJ Jefferson. How are you, sir?
Oh, I'm good. You caught me off guard. We usually go this way, so now I came this way. Stay ready, though.
Well, you got to be ready. You got to be ready because you never know when I'm going to send something to you when I'm just kind of struggling to say Incredible, but what can you say?
My favorite cartoon character, the Incredible Hulk.
That's what Cage is going to be for Halloween next year. Good morning.
Bob.
Hi, Mikey. How are you?
Susie, how you doing? I know you got flustered because I was here today. I get it.
You know how intimidated I am by you, right?
We've worked a long time together.
Don't you dare say how long.
I would never.
Like 3-4 years, right?
I mean, in Hollywood terms, I've got one foot in the grave. Good morning, Chris Brockman. How are you?
Good morning. We're in the presence of greatness. DTF is in the house. What's up, Mike?
That's true. It's a big morning for us.
It's a big day. This might be the last time we see you for a while, right?
No. I got a couple days next week.
Felly's back tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Thank goodness.
And I'm just saying, Felly's going to be joining us on Women's Sports Now on the Roku Sports Channel coming up very soon. You can find Women's Sports Now on the Roku channel. You can watch the first ever show devoted to women's sports that is coming on March 20th. But I digress. You might see me again. I don't want to scare anybody. The birthday boy, Marshall Faulk, will join us momentarily. He is, let's just say, on remote. I think that's a good way to put it. But we will be talking to him about his incredible turn of events where he'll be coaching the running backs at Colorado. Can you imagine if you are thinking about, where am I going to play? I can have Warren Sapp as a coach. I can have Marshall Faulk as a coach and Deion Sanders as a coach. That kind of makes a lot of sense to me. Talk about the greatest recruiting you could possibly ask
If you're one of the best defensive backs in the country as a high schooler, one of the best defensive linemen in the country, if you're one of the best running backs in the country, where else would you rather go, TJ, than Colorado? Don't you want these guys passing on all their Hall of Fame knowledge onto you so you can take that next step and maybe get into the NFL? Man.
It's going to
awesome.
Be
awesome. I love it.
I can't wait to talk to him about that. We're going to have Vincent Goodwill as well from Yahoo Sports to talk about the Luka Mavericks Luka? Game as well. And looking forward, David Anspaugh, the director from Hoosiers, will join us as we hear the sad, troubling news about the passing of Gene Hackman, his wife, and his dog. And we will talk to him about his memories of Hoosiers. And feel very special to have him join us here in the third hour. But let's talk about the combine right now. Let's go back to Colorado and let's talk about Travis Hunter, because he did speak this morning from the combine. Let's take a listen to what he had to say.
You know, I did some meetings at receiver, did some meetings at DB, so still up in the air. They say nobody has ever done it for real the way I do it, but I tell them that I'm just different. I'm a different person.
Well, yeah, nobody's ever done it before like he has. And a lot of conversation from the combine about who wants to take him at one. And we know that the Titans have said he can play both ways. Andrew Berry said that he sees him as a one-position player. The Patriots have come out and said, I think Elliott Wolf said that he sees him in situations where he can go out there and play both sides of the ball. Seems to me he had his own coach be someone who set the record straight that he could play multiple positions. And why wouldn't you? At this time, Chris, I wonder why anybody would go out there with a camera and say, yeah, I see him as one position or the other. This is a dance, right? It's courting. And I understand, I hear people say, well, these guys don't have a choice. You want someone to go to your team and feel wanted and appreciated for who you are as a player. And the NFL is changing. It's a morphing sport. Why wouldn't you, Chris, go out there and say, absolutely, we embrace you, Travis Hunter, for everything that you want to be and who you are. We will experiment once you get in. We want to be able to see what kind of player and how you'll fit into our situation. There's no doubt he's going at the top. Why wouldn't he? He has won every award there is to win. He has proven himself already at the top of the level for college football. Obviously, really different in the NFL, but I don't understand it. You listen to him, he's a bright kid, well-spoken, well-liked. You never hear a bad thing about him.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. It'd be dereliction of duty to take this kid, take this man, and, like, I only have him play one position. Tom McShay said he's the best wide receiver in this draft. Oh, by the way, he's the best defensive back in this draft. I kind of said it yesterday, TJ, in my off-season storyline, kind of on ranting I was doing yesterday, just kind of for fun. But this dude is going to be awesome. He is a unicorn. I don't think that can be understated or said enough. Like, what this guy is going to be able to do at the next level, I don't think it's unfair to put these types of expectations on or hopes and thoughts of what this Travis Hunter can be in the NFL.
God, I hate being this guy. And I don't even... I'm just going to have to give the other side of the argument, I guess.
Sure.
Because that's what we're doing here. I don't even know if I believe this, but to truly become great at something, you have to spend a lot of time doing it, right? So,
oh, interesting. I see where you're going.
Can he be great splitting time on an NFL team between the D-backs room and the wide receivers room? Can he truly get to be as great as he can possibly be without devoting 100% of his time to one or the other? I don't. Maybe he can. Maybe he can't. It's just something I feel as a team would have to have in the back of their mind. Right. It's like, are you going to get a guy who's? Are we going to get 70% of Travis Hunter, or do we put him here and we get 110% of Travis Hunter? Maybe just a thought.
So TJ, my question for you is, and I'm going to put on my GM cap, which is a very attractive hat. I would love to see someone have the vision to bring him in, and I think you're 100% right. I truly think that nobody can be great at everything. That said, I love the idea of sneaky plays. I love the idea of trick plays, and I love the idea of him spending just enough time in those other rooms and to be used selectively, Chris. I mean, it's not like we have to have this kid play the whole game.
That's true.
And so, to me, why wouldn't you want to incorporate some specific trickery so that he's ready for something and you're like, what, I didn't even see him come in. And could that be something that happened? Could that be one way to use them in an NFL arsenal?
I think there's no hiding Travis Hunter. I think if he's on the field, you're going to know it. Just the guy, he's going to make plays all over the place, whether it's on defense, shutting down half the field, making big plays, deflections, interceptions, returns. And then if you want to use him, you know, I guess I'm under the impression that he's going to be a full-time defensive back. And then you play the 20 to 30 plays on offense. You're going to have packages for him. And if he's out there, you got to be worried about him because he'd be your best receiver unless he's on the Vikings or Bengals or something like that or Dolphins. But he's going to be your best player and he's going to maybe distract you. So now that frees up your run game. That frees up your tight end. That frees up your secondary receiver. So this guy's going to make an impact, I feel like, immediately. And he should be the first pick in the draft. Will he be? Certainly unclear. I'm certainly hoping he drops to number 4, TJ.
By the way.
I don't know. I just, he did say he's not going to work out at the combine, which is obviously a bummer. I would love to see how fast he is and just see him do some of these wide receiver drills. But I don't know. We can't talk enough about him, I think. He's going to be awesome.
I mean, Mason Graham at number 4 wouldn't be a bad either for Michigan.
Nope.
I wouldn't mind him.
Nope.
That would be a nice selection.
That'd be fun too.
We got to work on our defense. I'm just saying, we got to do that.
We need a lot of help.
We need to work on our defense because it stinks. You know, we're looking at the schedule for today, so it's defensive linemen and linebackers. And Abdul Carter, let's talk about him right now, you guys. Yesterday, we played a soundbite where we heard him say, "I should be the number one pick in the draft," and he stood up there and boldly, and I loved it, and I loved the confidence. Said it with his chest, and then his foot spoke back. And so he had a medical exam. And that's what happens with a lot of these guys is they come to the combine, some of them who won't play, and then little things are found. And they found a possible stress fracture. He will get a second opinion. That could get fixed with a screw in his foot. And that would take time off. And the question will be now, according to Ian Rappaport, let's put this up. After consulting with doctors again this morning, the plan is for Abdul Carter to work out at his pro day for Penn State and not have surgery. He's reported no pain for what is a small stress reaction in his foot. The belief is, despite the scare, he should be okay. Listen, let's face it. I mean, this is a common injury and something that he can easily come back from. But let me ask you this, Chris. If you have this pick and you see this incredible player who has proven himself again and is a veritable number one pick, but you see that there's a fracture there, are you now backing off your selection or are you still going forward with it?
No, absolutely not.
Yeah.
This dude, we watched him, TJ, wreck the buffet of the college football playoff with one arm.
Yeah.
He was out there already injured. And I know this is a foot now, but still, I just said Travis Hunter's the best player. This dude's 1B. And so I think you'd be a fool to pass on this
kid. If it was a knee,
sure,
something like that, then you'd be a little more hesitant.
A little more hesitant.
But the foot, like a stress fracture.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Heal. Let it heal. He doesn't need to work out. We've seen how awesome this kid is. He wears 11 at Penn State, TJ. What is Penn State? Linebacker U.
He's a beast. That is a
absolute beast.
That is a large man. Just that is a beast.
Randomly, speaking of linebacker, when we were coming home from the Super Bowl, LeVar Arrington was on our flight.
Yes, he was.
How's he doing?
He's great.
He's still giant.
He's a giant. And I reminded him that I sold him sneakers back in the day in Pittsburgh. But I also made fun of him because he didn't have socks on the plane. And I was like, that could have gone tragically wrong for me had he not been so funny about it.
You know who I ran into last week at coffee? Sean Merriman.
Oh.
Another gigantic.
Talk about another guy who...
Lights out.
It was so fun. I mean, again, I covered him in Maryland when he was a kid. I walk into the Kings Road Cafe, greatest coffee in all of Los Angeles, and I'm like, Sean? And it was so fun to see him. And by the way, he looks like he's in playing condition.
Right?
I mean, like...
Yes, he does.
That's a joke. So, I mean, another very bad man, but a terrific guy.
Who would you take first overall? Let's just straw poll in here. Travis Hunter or Abdul Carter?
Oh, my gosh. Well, what do I need is the question. Am I the Titans?
It's so fun.
Yeah, that's the team, right? But team notwithstanding then, I guess. Who would you take?
Oh, man. Travis Hunter gives you a little bit more, right? But you got to get to the quarterback in today's NFL.
This is great radio, as we sit here thinking.
As we're just thinking out loud. I'm going to put up as a poll question.
Guess what? The radio people are sitting there thinking, too. Like,
I'm going to say, if you're the Titans, what do you do at number one?
844-204-RICH is the number to call. Call in. Let's have this conversation. Who would you take? I also want to know what you guys think about the onside kick. And I want to know also what you guys think about the potential rule changes. Why can't we just have the same rules for overtime as for the regular season? Why do we have to change?
Why do we change them in the first place?
Seriously. I mean, I don't get it.
Why are all baseball stadiums different measurements? I don't know. Why? I don't get it.
I mean,
Cole Simpson can't rap.
It's like NFL. NFL, meet me at camera one. Hey, guys, I got to tell you something. You're kind of bringing this on yourself. Just stop changing the rules. Stop throwing them out there. They don't work. Just leave them. And stick with it and do what I do and say to my kids, too bad, that's how it is. And then just stop opening it up for a conversation.
I don't think that works, though, after a certain age.
Doesn't work with my kids either. Yeah. Stinks. They're the worst. Anyway, yeah, I think the Travis Hunter conversation.
Have you ranked them yet, by the way? No?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. But they're all number three this morning.
I told Rich
they're
that
all number three.
You got me.
Oh, I did get you.
You got me yesterday.
I snuck it in there at the end.
Oh my God, did you just say number one? You know who's number one and two in my house? My dogs. I'm just saying, whatever. It's true. It's true. Anyway, I would love to talk to Marshall, and we will talk to Marshall about how he's going to affect Colorado, and we'll ask him about Travis Hunter, because I have a feeling he has an opinion.
Of course.
So that's what I love about having him on. The birthday boy himself. I said no tequila to today. I realized I was down the 405, and I forgot to pick the limes off the tree. But we will do Mimosa Friday for you. I will stop and pick up the La Marca on the way.
Ooh, thank you.
And because that's right. How we roll on the Rich Eisen show.
On the Susie Schuster show.
Well, yeah. I mean, hello. But it is coming. Women's Sports Now coming on March 20th. Yet another plug. Let's see how many times I can plug my own show in 3 hours. That would be great.
I have a question. Yes. Are you going to be more of a behind the scenes or on camera presence or both?
I'm going to hybrid. So without making myself sound so much better than I've ever been in my life, and I'd love to inflate my own career, I consider myself to be a little bit of the Barbara Walters of the show. Mm-hmm. And by that, I mean the older Jewish woman. Is that what I'm trying to say? But I'm going to come in and out because I have a fantastic crew, one that cannot be announced yet. We're having a nice announcement next week. But NBA legend Renee Montgomery will be on the show. A certain brilliant comedian named Sarah Tiana. I don't know if you've heard of her or not. The other half of that, Jamoke over there. And brilliant, brilliant mind. And she is going to fix the world of sports every single week. She'll be here tomorrow, TJ, for an hour. Good luck, Christopher.
An hour?
An hour? Two segments. Let's negotiate. Does she even know? Are you out there watching? I like to overpromise. I just think that's the best way to go. Anyway, so that's what we got going on today. And I'm still, you know, I'm hearing other. I want to go back to, before we go to break, I want to go back to something that we'll talk about with Vince Goodwill and just more muckraking from Dallas. And I want to know what he's heard. I'm hearing reports about complaint department being open, even more so than we realized, and drinking and smoking and hookahs. Oh, my.
Lucas hookahs. I mean, if he doesn't open that business here in town, then he's missing out on an opportunity.
Hookah Doncic. Man,
yeah.
Let's go.
Lucas hookahs.
The funniest part of all were the 10 push-ups on the court in front of his former GM. Yeah. And I thought, maybe he couldn't eke out number 11. But
first time he'd ever done push-ups. Probably.
By the way, that 10, that he was. He, let's just say he was winded. All right, here's a riddle for you. What do yoga mats, a toothbrush, and a Hyundai have in common? I'll give you a moment. Time's up. If you guessed it, they're all fun, well-designed, and super useful. You guessed wrong. No, you're wrong. The answer is you can order all those things on Amazon. And the best part, you won't even have to break down a car-sized Amazon box after, because you'll pick up your Hyundai at the dealer. Hyundai, now available on Amazon. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Limited availability. Pick up through a participating Hyundai dealer in select markets. Marshall Faulk, the birthday boy, is next.
In the NFL, there's no margin for error. As we just saw, one mistake can change the outcome of a game and a season, and the biggest game at that. Science proves quality sleep can help boost reaction time, recovery time, and overall athletic performance. And that's why Sleep Number is the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL, because they provide players with data and insights to optimize their sleep for the ultimate competitive edge. Imagine what it can do for you. I know. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. Just 10 numbers apart, but guess what? It makes the world of difference. So why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? So you can choose your ideal comfort on either side. And now, save 40% on the new Sleep Number Special Edition smart bed. Limited time, exclusively at a Sleep Number store near you. See store or sleepnumber.com for details. Can you just clean that up, please, sir? We all take supplements, or at least we know we should. But why are so many supplement companies charging ridiculous prices for products that really aren't that special? It's frustrating. And frankly, for all of us, it's unacceptable. That's why I want to introduce you to LiveGood, a brand that's turning the supplement industry on its head, because LiveGood believes that everyone deserves access to high-quality supplements without the insane markups. They offer premium products formulated by their industry-leading team of natural health experts, and they cut out the middleman to sell them at some of the lowest prices anywhere. That's why I love when a box of LiveGood comes to my house. They sent me organic super greens, multivitamins, collagen, weight loss products, protein powder, and more. Skincare products, too. All highest quality products at prices people can actually afford. No wonder they're one of the fastest growing supplement brands on the planet, with over 1.5 million customers and counting. Ready to make the switch and start saving? Well, we'll make it even easier for you. Use our link and save an additional 10% off your first order on top of the already lowest prices. Just go to livegood.com/rich to save 10% on your first order. That's livegood.com/rich. Don't miss out on this opportunity to invest in your health without overspending. These statements and products have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition. Let's talk TurboTax, people. You might be sitting there going, wait a minute, Rich. I don't get it. It's not April. Why am I thinking about my taxes now? Why should I? Because with TurboTax, you can have an expert file for you as soon as today. You get a TurboTax expert's undivided attention when you use TurboTax. And they work on your return in real time. Once upon a time, taxes is all about waiting and wondering and worrying. That's three things any fellow football fan can relate to, right? But nowadays, it's all about a TurboTax expert giving your taxes their undivided attention, just like your fantasy league waiver wire. Experts file with 100% accuracy so you can get your best return guaranteed. Know how it's all working for you right now rather than finding out at the last second and wondering if the person who's doing it for you knows what they're doing. With TurboTax, they've got an expert who knows what they're doing all the time. Now, this is taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com.
Okay. Michael Tufo, are you out there, Mike?
Yes, I'm here, Rich. Okay. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. So what are you revealing? You've got right here. You got
right up here above me is a brand new Rich Eisen Show sign.
A new Rich Eisen Show sign.
Am I going to do it now?
You see this?
Yeah, here we go.
Let's here we go. Oh, this is going to be fun.
Just hope it doesn't come down in your
what
head.
What are the odds that
I can't do it because the way it's
just
set up.
To put down the microphone, dude.
I can't.
This is the worst reveal ever. Take down
keep
both.
Keep pulling, Del Tooth.
Pull. Just put the microphone down.
This is good, Rich. This is good.
He's going to bring down the whole thing.
Yes.
Pull both of the cords, you.
Hey.
No, we cannot have this as the reveal.
He does
this
audio.
This cannot be the reveal.
He does audio. He does not do manual labor.
That's the way it's messed up there. I can't. Look, I can't.
We call
walk
this.
Walk up the stairs. Walk up the stairs, Del Tufo.
Yeah, okay.
The not reveal.
He's going to walk
up the
stairs.
Oh, no, I can't. Because I can't climb to where that
reveal.
Is.
Yeah, you can. That's up to the
no, you can't.
Story.
It's you got to have a cable. You guys don't know OSHA rules. See, they screwed me. They did this on purpose. I'm convinced.
Yeah, it's against you, Mike.
I'm telling you.
Del Tufo, just tell everyone out there you don't have any change for them.
Just pull it. Give them good jersey pull. Put them
up. Yeah, there you go. Watch.
Put the microphone down and pull it.
Pull the other one.
You're a big man. Yank it. Yank it. Oh, Jesus.
This is so much.
Come back in here and screw up the audio now, Mike.
Oh, yeah. Nothing like sheer and utter humiliation for Mike Del Tufo with Marshall Falk in studio. That's going to make you feel good about yourself, right? I think we learned our lesson about hanging up signage outside of our studios. Welcome back to the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network. I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger, with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Marshall Falk, the birthday boy himself, will be zooming in any minute now, and we will ask him how his birthday was, and we'll ask him how much, you know, possible margarita celebrating that there was. Full disclosure, I knew where he is. I won't say it, but I... Let me just say it looks great. And let me just say that I'm available for vacationing if anybody's interested, you know.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
How?
I have no time. Is that what you're trying to
say?
Well,
I'm saying
you're
just going to up and leave the three children and the two dogs to go on vacation?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. The answer is yes.
Yes.
And the answer is that Thelma's at the house. Marshall, I just want to say that I'm available to slice limes. And I won't cook because I'm Jewish, and I will order, or I will ask someone to do it. But I mean,
slice lime.
Would you like me to? I'm available to help out at your leisure.
She's a great lime slicer.
That might be the best line ever. Available to slice limes. I'm available to slice limes
and pour top shelf tequila over a single large ice cube.
There you go. That's what's up. That's what's up.
Happy birthday, babe. How was your birthday?
It was amazing. Getting old is kind of fun. I guess, you know, things are still intact. Things don't hurt too much. So far so good. But a little bit of tequila, a little bit of ice.
A lot of lime
juice. I've switched from limes to oranges now.
Oh, yeah, it's nice. Okay.
Yeah. So but yeah, all good, Suze. All is good.
Let me give you a tip. Add some mint, lime, orange, swirl it at the bottom. Now that's pretty.
Am I messing with the tequila though?
No.
Tequila's a star.
See, they allow orange. If they see an orange in your drink or a lime, they're okay with it. Anything else, they just start to look at you like gringo.
Right. Well, number one, yeah, not hiding. Number two, I'm too old and out of you know what's to give. Like, I love the combo. Yeah. And I feel like at this point, I mean, I'm paying for the drink, but you know what? Let's just make this easy. Just come over. I'll make you one. It'll be great. Little Class Azul never hurt anybody.
Bad deal.
What made you decide to go coaching, Marshall? I'm so excited about this.
Dion has influence. You know, we've been having several conversations over his time at, you know, from when he was at Jackson State to his move to Colorado. And at the time, my kids were, you know, a little younger, and now they don't need me anymore. They're grown, you know, and my youngest is driving, and I'm like, man, I've been relieved of my Uber duties. So it's, you know, you find things to do, you find ways to be impactful. And, you know, the things he was saying to me, it made more sense than the things I had to say. And I was like, man, this is a great opportunity. We as in Dion, myself, Warren, and a lot of guys that play that coach right now, so much, the game has given us so much, and coaches, they've poured into us so much. We got to give that back to these young kids coming up in football, to teach them how to get to the next level, but make sure that they go to the next level the right way. It just all made sense.
You know, I always thought that you would go the GM direction before this. You know, Rich will always say this, and he says this every time he can, that you might be the smartest person that he knows and just so admires your intellect in every way, shape, and form. But as for coaching, What kid wouldn't want to go to Colorado with three first ballot Hall of Famers as your coaches and role models?
Yeah. I mean, you know, depending on if how much money they're going to pay you to play in the SEC. I mean, you make other decisions, but that is a good question. And we look forward to getting the kids at Colorado that want to play, football, that want to learn how to grow up and become a young man and move on to the NFL. And whether you end up being a player or a coach or whatever you do in life, the things that we teach you, they're going to help you to be successful.
You mentioned this has been going on, Marshall Faulk here on the Rich Eisen Show, Susie Schuster in for Rich Eisen. You mentioned that Deion and you have been talking since he was at Jackson, mm-hmm. but what was the approach? What was his pitch to get you to actually come and coach?
Not really a pitch. Position was available. He had a need. We worked together for a long time. We've been friends for a long time. We talked football a long time, and he was just like, look, man, this situation, being here, it's right for you. Like, this is going to be something that you're watching what I'm doing. You know, Deion's people, as you know, you've been around Deion, what you see is not not every game. Mm-hmm. And he's been watching me on social media, watching me move, listen to the things I've been saying, some of the stuff I've been doing, and some of the guys that play in the league or in college that I've helped influence to get to the next level. And he's like, you're already doing that. Like, it's already a part of your scope of work. We're just going to give you a place to do it at. And like I said, I'm a person, things have to make sense. And, he did a good job at having it make sense. And it was just like, okay, all right.
Will you hit the road for recruiting?
Okay. I mean, it's a conversation. I think here's what I'm noticing, and I'll say this. The way recruiting was back in the day, I mean, kids are reaching out. There's a portal. There's so many ways. There's so many different avenues to get the kids these days that they hit the road to recruiting. It's like I'll say this, Suze. It's like the combine. Like, who needs to go to the combine anymore? Like, all the stuff that you have, you can evaluate kids. There's so many entities out there. One of the entities that a friend of mine is presented to us, All Pro Scouting, is it's an app that literally we get all the kids' information. I can watch their film, and I can get information on what Hall of Fame players have rated them on, and I can literally look at and see what a Charles Woodson, say a kid, does at corner or safety, or what Ray Lewis think a guy is doing at middle linebacker. Care what they say more than what some other person says. So I get to use that and evaluate these kids and really use a lot of the things that's different than it was when I was getting recruited.
Do you think the combine's time has passed?
If you're still worried about what a guy does in shorts versus what they do on the football field, if a Tom Brady or a Brock Purdy, if they don't sway you to where you're wrong. And here's what I'm gonna say to the GM or the person that's making the decisions about where to draft a kid. They use the combine, but when they're wrong. When the kid does it, listen, on Patrick Mahomes, whoever drafted Patrick Mahomes, what they're saying is, I knew this all the while. The guy who drafted somebody who was a bust will go to his notes and say, well, here's what the notes said on him. Like, it's you understand ball players. The one thing that they haven't found the measure is somebody's competitiveness in their heart. Mm-hmm. There's just no real telltale on that. When you put them in between the lines and adversity smacks them in the face, can they push themselves and pick themselves up off the turf and ask for the football one more time?
Yeah, there's no Wonderlic for that. That is for sure.
Nope.
What was your combine experience like? I've got more questions for Colorado, but before we finish this combine, let me just ask you about that.
It was different. And I say different because I watched everybody else do all the testing stuff. And I was just like, listen, I've ran for a bazillion yards. You guys know how fast I am. I'm just here to do meetings. I met with the top three teams and I didn't meet with anybody else. There's a story. There's always a story behind it. So here's literally what happened. This is so funny. I'm at the combine. It's like one of the coldest, I'm talking about days ever, weekends ever in Indianapolis. Blizzard. I'd never been in this. I didn't even have a coat. Coming from San Diego and New Orleans. It's so cold. I'm meeting. I go to dinner with my agent. I hustle back. I'm running. My ID fall out my pocket. I slip on the ice. I get in just in time for curfew because we had curfew. And I realize I lost my my credential for the next day. Somebody found my credential. They said I was hanging out. I remember leaving Indianapolis saying, this is the coldest place. I cannot stand how cold it is. With the second pick of the draft, the Indianapolis Colts select Marshall Falk.
And you're like, man. I better go buy myself a jacket.
Oh, man. I went and bought a whole wardrobe.
That's right.
All kind of animals. Sorry, PETA. Sorry.
Yeah, by the way, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it.
Don't come for me.
I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. Let's just talk about Travis Hunter and Abdul Carter and these guys who are volleying, who are auditioning to be that number one pick. Number one, let me ask you this. Who do you think it will be?
That's a tough, I really don't know. Whether one of the quarterbacks go, whether Carter goes or Travis, it's up in the air. Like normally I think if in about another month, let me see the month is it a month. Yeah. In about another month, we'll have a better idea. We'll have a better, actually in the next like 2 to 3 weeks, we'll have a better idea, Suze, because I still think somebody's going to move up. I think somebody's going to move up. I really think, and here's what, you know, and I'm a little biased and people might think this is because I chose to go to Colorado, but I've been around Shador since he was a kid and I've watched what has happened. I've watched what he went through. I watched him mature into the player that he is. And I've been around a lot of quarterbacks, you know, a couple of Hall of Famers. And a guy in Jim Harbaugh as well, who was my quarterback when I was a rookie. I know the demeanor of guys, not just who can play at this level, but who can be successful and get other guys to be great around him. And the kid has all the intangibles. And I'm going to say this because I think it's harder to have those intangibles when your father is a person, let's say a caliber of Deion Sanders. It's hard to step out of those shadows and be an individual. And he's done that.
Do you think Travis, let me go to Travis next. Should he be allowed to play both ways?
I think you let Travis do whatever the hell he wants to. As long as he can. You know, that's what I think. It's in today's, let's be real. Today's game, I mean, these dudes ain't hitting them for real. They ain't banging like that. I haven't seen no corner come up and smack nobody. Like, nobody ain't doing that. And at the receiver position, like the defenseless receiver and all the rules protects a guy. The question is, you know, obviously they do all the tracking with how many plays does he play? You know, the mileage of how long can he play? But based on what he did in college, and I understand it's just college, but by God, the college game is faster than the pro game. I mean, they're playing, they're pumping plays out. And I was just impressed at what I saw on both sides of the ball. You know, the kid is, put it like this, if I was drafting him, he would have to show me he could not do it. Mm-hmm. He wouldn't have to show me that he could. He would have to show me that, like, I would have to see that he couldn't do it before I took him off of offense or defense. And then he would have to decide which side of the ball he wants to play on.
It seems to me like it's just limiting him by boxing baby into a corner. I mean, nobody puts baby in the corner and no one should limit Travis Hunter.
Every GM, and most GMs, they want to make a name for themselves and say they drafted a guy to do this. Oh, I believe. Oh, this guy was my, you know, they want to make a name for themselves. This is one of those times where you can really mess it up. I think you allowed a guy to come in, and in today's time, when a Deion Sanders was put in a box, a Champ Bailey was put in a box, like, let's unbox this kid and allow him to go out and let's see how great he can be playing the game of football.
Who's your running back that you like? I would imagine it's probably Ashton Gentry, but what do you think? Who's who's sticking out?
And I'm gonna be honest with you. He's the only back that I've seen, in a sense, play enough plays that I could say this guy can carry the load for you. And I'm very judgmental on the backs today. You know, teams are playing 3 and 4 backs. I can't tell if a guy has 12 carries in a game if he's that good. Like, I need to see him, you know, in the first half, and I need to see him in the second half. And Genty is the guy that when I watched him play, when the game start 0-0, when they've been behind, when they've been ahead, and the level of consistency is just there. I'm comfortable with giving him an early first round grade to go to a team and make a difference. And here's what I'm going to say, because I hope you guys figured this out, because I'm going to tell you who did. The Giants figured it out.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't surround the running back with some players, then he's not going to look like himself. That's just that. Like, you learn a running back needs to be surrounded by players, and he can make other people better. He can get a quarterback over the hump. He can be the reason why a quarterback lose the Super Bowl in the fourth quarter compared to win a Super Bowl in the first, like, because that game was over in the first when you watch the Philadelphia Eagles play Kansas City this second time around.
All right, you led me there, because you and I talk about this all the time, how infuriated I get with the devaluation of the running back. And my question for you is, you know, after this year with Saquon, can we finally put this to rest? And why are GMs still reluctant to pay the running back?
Because guys are coming in. I was literally just talking about it. So guys are coming in, and what they're doing is, because it happened in college, today, if you have three running backs in college, you got to play all three of them, because one of them will hit the portal, and you don't want to lose a guy. And in the NFL, you're getting guys coming in from college whom they haven't carried the ball more than 2,000. Let's say they don't have 1,000 carries in 3 years they play college. Like, how can you evaluate a running back with that many carries? It's hard to be able to tell if, okay, so now you can come in, you're going to put a 16-game season, and we're going to give you the ball, let's say, 20 times. Well, that you can't evaluate a guy. So what the league is doing is they're accepting what they're getting. So here's what we got to do. Now we got to have 2 to 3 guys play the position that splits up the money. And unless you are a guy that can carry the load, then they're not going to look at the position like that. And there's only a few guys that's really doing it at a high level,
like,
you know, and obviously Saquon, Christian McCaffrey. When you look at Cook and Buffalo, like, I was thoroughly impressed with him. Alvin Kamara, obviously, no quarterback there, rough season for him. You know, there's a few guys that when you look at it, like, that can help your team get to the next level at the position. And what they all do is they play volume. They all play three downs. They're volume guys, and they can help you. Derrick Henry is the outlier, you know, in the sense of what he's able to do. I was impressed that going to Baltimore, doing what he was able to do. And he even caught some balls. I think he had like maybe 10, 15 catches this year. I was thoroughly impressed with his ability to, like, I'm going to rebrand myself. And on third down, I saw him in the game at times. It was just impressive what he was able to do when I talk about guys playing all three downs, and he had an impact on that team, but there's just not many guys who have the opportunity to play all three downs because of the situational aspect and what coaches want to do. Can't believe I'm going to leave out my guy with the Rams. Kyren was so special this year. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I'm going to say this year, he'll take that step into the elite running back category. When you look at him as a guy that can do it in all three phases of the game for you, he really showed me a lot this year.
Real quick, before we let you go, before the commercial break, I want to ask you about Cook, because you brought him up. If you're the Bills, do you pay him? Seems like a silly question.
Damn right. I don't see how not. Don't get fooled by what you did by allowing some guys to get out of the door. You made some good draft picks. Some guys came in and helped you. This young man is special. What he's able to do, and I didn't know that he had the ability to run inside behind his pads with the power that he displayed in playoff football caliber games. I was just impressed with him. And then the intelligence, understanding the game, it's next level. Next level.
Marshall, I love you. Happy birthday. Thank you as always for your time. Send my love to your gorgeous girlfriend, and I hope to see you next time in person.
Thanks, Suze.
Your data is like gold to hackers. They're selling your passwords, bank details, and private messages. McAfee helps stop them. Secure VPN keeps your online activity private. AI-powered text scam detector spots phishing attempts instantly. And with award-winning antivirus, you get top-tier hacker protection. Plus, you'll get up to $2 million in identity theft coverage, all for just $39.99 for your first year. Visit McAfee.com. Cancel anytime. Terms apply.
I can say to my new Samsung Galaxy S25 Ultra, hey, find a keto-friendly restaurant nearby and text it to Beth and Steve. And it does, without me lifting a finger. So I can get in more squats anywhere I can. One, two, three.
Will that be cash or credit?
Credit. Four.
Galaxy S25 Ultra, the AI companion that does the heavy lifting so you can do you. Get yours at Samsung.com. Compatible with select apps, requires Google Gemini account. Results may vary based on input. Check responses for accuracy.
I used to know you when you didn't have what's going
when
on.
When I didn't have hair.
What's going on?
I'm back, Mortimer.
You and Erla, now you, do you think I should do this? Do you think I should
do
this?
I do.
Oh, wow.
You do?
I do. It, Rich, it will bring you back like no other.
But where am I now, though? When you say bring me back, where am I right now?
Where am I? You're not really happy.
What?
You're enthusiastical, but you're not really happy. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm happy with my head. Zoom in on it. I'm happy with my head right now. Mm-hmm. I'm happy with life. My hats have been cutting down. They were up to 5 days a week. Now I'm at 2 days a week now.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm feeling good about Prime right now. I look at myself on social media. It's taken at least 9 years off of my life.
9 years?
Yes. I'm looking like a young Prime right now, man. You know, I looked at a picture of me in my profile the other day. I didn't know if it was one of my sons or me. That's the way I am right now, Rich.
Because, you know Suze, you know my wife. She's like seeing you on the air and she goes, huh. She's like, is that Dion? I'm like, yeah, that's Dion.
You know what she's really saying? She's really saying, it's uh-oh, almost like a guy. See, we can't do this. You know, if your girl starts to pick up a little weight, you really can't say it. You just, you know, like, hey, you want to work out today, baby? Not you, but we should work. You know, you can't say it. So she's like, is that Dion? Yeah. And she's just waiting for you to jump in there. It's like double dutch and you just sitting out there. You know, and she has the ropes and she's just doing the ropes and she just keeps looking on you like, come on, baby, jump in. Come on. Rich,
you can do this, man.
No, I know I can, but wow. I mean... See, you got a lot to work with on the outsides.
This is your expert opinion having...
Yes.
Okay.
See, you have a lot of hair. They call it donor hair. I didn't have as much donor hair as you did.
But wouldn't it just be jarring for people to see me?
You don't think it was jarring? You just got to just go for it. You're brave, Rich. You don't care what people think.
Wouldn't I have to take like 2 weeks off?
No!
Come on. How long? How many days do I have to be out of the chair?
Wear a hat. You don't have to be
out. What do you mean wear a hat? I don't wear a hat on this
but
show.
But you can't. Del Tufo does. You can, Rich.
Oh,
Rich,
but that's not an example. But what if I showed up on this show with like a hat?
Rich, they know what's going on. You tell them this is what's going on. I just have a rainy day for like 3 days, 5 days, and you're back. You're back, Rich.
Should I do it? Do it, Rich.
Rich. Don't do it.
Do it. He said don't do it.
Rich, do it. You should do it.
All right.
First of all, when does Dion ever not feel good about himself? That's what I'd like to know. Second of all, I watched that, and I was like, hey, Rich, maybe we should work out together. What do you think? Want to go play tennis? Isn't that terrible? That's horrible, what? Right? I mean, he did say to me, what do you think? Should I do this with the hair? And this is right when Marshall had kind of gone and done some investigation. I'm sure he's told you the story, right? That he zoomed in with a doctor in San Diego.
Yeah,
and
the guy's like, whoa.
And the guy comes in and goes, whoa. And Rich took that as a sign that perhaps things.
I don't know if I heard.
Perhaps
that.
It was too late. Yeah.
He said it. The guy was like, "Whoa,
whoa!" Like the guy was like typical doctor. Like, let me show you. Oh, hey there, Rich. How are you? It's great. Whoa.
That's so disrespectful.
I know.
I love the way he says that.
Rich was so hurt, and whoa. He just looked downtrodden. But you know, hey, if you can't have it up here, I guess you have it over here.
Yeah, why not?
And I'm just saying. There too. I'm just saying. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, Infinity Sports Network. Happy to be with you. And the callers are coming in. You know I love the callers. So let's just go to the phones right now. Derek in Missouri, what do you got for us? Hello.
Hi, Susie. I got a little special top five here for my friend TJ over there down there in the corner.
Okay.
Whoa. So, TJ, are you tired of all in, flippantly aggressive, and having a GM, owner, and president that can't really tell which direction he's going?
I truly am, Derek.
I got a little surprise for you, my friend. I got top five for you. Top five teams that could be most suitable for you to go jump to this fan base if you decide to subside from the Cowboys.
Okay, let's hear it.
Number five, if Dave Dolly was there today, he would like this one. How about the Raiders, TJ? How would this be suitable for you, just in case?
The Raiders, okay. What else you got?
All right, number four.
Really quick, you're gonna have to do this pretty fast because we've got a minute before a break. Yeah.
All right, no worries. So number four, the Broncos.
The Broncos, okay.
Good for me, I don't know. Number three, Carlton attempts like this. The Eagles.
Oh, no, Derek, hang on. No,
no
Derek.
Chance. No chance, Derek.
You had me until that, Derek. No. All right, what else number you got?
Two, you might have jumped through some tables for this one. The Bills.
I kind of knew where you were going there. Okay.
Not bad.
And then number one.
I think over a year ago, I asked you this question. If you, besides the Cowboys, what would be your second favorite team or on the side? The Steelers.
This is factual, Derek. Well, I got to be honest, Brockman. A couple of these teams, I like where Derek's going. Obviously, the third team, that will never in the Rock means it ever happen.
Right.
Me becoming an Eagles fan. The Bills. Bills Mafia seems to really like me. They've been welcoming me to come over. And, you know, the Steelers, like I said, if there ever was a true number two, it is the Steelers. So that gives me something to think about, Derek. That's a good five.
Derek, thanks again for your time. That was a selectively aggressive top five. Really well done there.
Assumed that the Broncos were going to be number one, knowing that Derek was doing the list.
Well, Derek knew he threw one in there that was just, there was no chance. So that knocked it down to four, really. And then we already know the Steelers are kind of there. So that's three. So I think Derek put some thought in it.
Yeah, they did a nice job. Michael Ken, by the way, we're going to come to you in the next hour. This wraps up the first hour of the Rich Eisen Show. Two more to go. Vincent Goodwill, Rich Eisen, and David Anspaugh to remember the life of Gene Hackman.
I just want to point out, I ain't got no beef with Raider Nation, though.
No, why would you?
No, you don't. No, don't not even. Even if you did, why would you? Why would you say that you did?
Luckily, I don't. But if I did, you're right. I would never say it out loud.
There's been some crazy stories swirling about that Tom Brady and Matthew Stafford meeting at Yellowstone. It's a lot of intrigue about, did they run into each other? Was it set up?
It resulted in a showdown at Starbucks in India yesterday.
What is going on?
Yeah. I think that we got a grande super hot coming out of Starbucks the other day. I mean,
so did they meet at the Dutton Family Ranch? Or no? It was
Different Yellowstone.
Well, there's a lot of up for debate. Where did they meet? How long did they meet? Was it a pre-scheduled meet? Or
DJ,
was
if
it
you don't know anything about the Yellowstone Club, look that baby up.
By the way, members only.
My bank account won't allow me to get into the Yellowstone.
They have their own ski hill.
We are not welcome. No. We are not welcome. Let's just put it that way.
I might know some people who could maybe get in here.
Perhaps.
You might
maybe,
know
perhaps.
A certain celebrity who has a certain end to a certain mountain in a certain members-only club.
I do?
Yeah, you might. You know?
Del Tufo, even you're not welcome at the Yellowstone Club. You don't got enough zeros.
I got a lot, too.
What's
it? Hey, now.
Next month.
I'm available to slice limes at the Yellowstone Club anytime you want. I can slice a mean lime.
This place is beautiful.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
This is giving Brad Pitt a river runs through it.
Is this nicer than the Harrow Club?
Nicer than the Harrow Club, sadly.
Yeah, by the way.
They're fly fishing and they're skiing?
Mm. Oh, and golf.
And golf.
Oh, Brockman's in.
Full.
Let's just say we know that Tom Brady's got a place, and apparently Matthew Stafford does too. So
yeah, Matthew Stafford just happened to be there.
It's funny how that happened. We were saying this yesterday on the show that the Yellowstone just happens to be the new Cabo. Yeah. We were in Cabo. I don't know why. I can't remember because I don't remember much.
Because that's what wealthy folks do.
I was just there to slice limes, and we saw like Andrew Whitworth, and we saw Sean McVay. It had to have been right after a season, and uh-huh. I think we were there for a birthday. That might be why. I think that's the last time I was there. And it literally looked like the NFL Central. But, there were no throwdowns, Chris.
No throwdowns in Cabo?
No fisticuffs in Cabo.
I don't think there is a Starbucks in Cabo.
No, there's a Starbucks everywhere, bro.
We're speaking in code, which always makes for great TV. But we'll play this out in the next hour. When we come back, we're going to have Vincent Goodwill, David Anspaugh, and a certain guy named Rich Eisen who will zoom into his own show. He's got a top five, and we're going to take all the calls we can possibly get.
No one knows music like Rolling Stone. Senior writer Brian Hyatt talks the biggest music news from the biggest stars.
Almost everyone is teaming up on Drake. It's like Drake versus the world.
Yeah.
You first met Prince, you were driving for him before you were drumming for him.
That's correct.
Stevie Wonder!
You kind of have to understand how Stevie began.
White Radio. That's where the money was. That's where it still is. You know what I'm saying?
Rolling Stone Music Now. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.